Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
A crossover is...
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover. Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Hey, when you were dominating at Lincoln Southeast...
Oh, I already know.
Was there any movement to kick Southeast out of the Heartland Conference? Wasn't that the name of the conference?
Yeah, it was the Heartland Conference. You're right. Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of.
Because not only were the boys' teams good, the girls' teams were...
We were like the all-sports, all-class champions for a stretch. Like, it was almost like a decade-long run of almost every year... Boys,
well,
girls,
then they should have kicked prep out in the 80s. How many titles they won in a row? 38?
Wahoo in the for a while was
so
Mickey
our discussion
Anderson and those dudes.
Late in our show is about the Division III conference. Yes, in Minnesota, they kicked out St. Thomas out of the whole league, which they were one of the founding members because they've been so dominant.
I mean, what on earth?
Well, if
like that's a because someone's too good, you're gonna say, hey, you gotta go.
I haven't.
But it's happening with private schools,
right?
Or throughout this entire state. Like Scut is, you know, people are trying to find a way to get Scut out of whatever conference they're affiliated with,
right? Because they keep their number where it needs to be to make sure they stay.
Well, I don't want to accuse them of that. I just know that
they're good across the board.
They're really, really good across the board, and they got a lot of kids.
Yeah, I mean, but one of the more interesting things is just like what. Football, for some reason, feels like it's the one thing that's going to kind of stay relatively the same. But what does high school athletics look like in, like, 15, 20 years?
Maybe more have and have-nots. I don't know.
It feels like it's changed a lot in the past 10 years. And it's only – these
five,
things have a way of –
five
of,
for
of,
us.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed a ton.
I know.
But, again, when Andy Burkle transferred to Southeast my senior year,
yeah.
It was – unheard of. We were like, now we were, you know, I'm not gonna lie, we were like kind of a, you know, Burkle was always, I mean, growing up in Lincoln, it was like circles were drawn.
Yeah, you're over here.
You're there, yeah. We're here, you're the Northeast kid, you're the hot Lincoln hot, like growing up. So when he came to us, it was bizarre. Now, granted, we were like, okay, we just picked up the best wide receiver in the state, you know what I mean? Like, but also at the same time, it was unheard of.
Yeah.
And that happens. With relative...
Because you're building super teams. Like Lincoln Northeast basketball, in Omaha there was more parity back in the late 80s, early 90s, where great athletes were spread out among the schools. Lincoln Northeast with basketball was the first one where I said, man, I think they're creating a super team. They had some guys that were not from the Northeast area.
Well, I remember, I mean, even my Uncle Chip was the head coach at Northeast when I was at Southeast. And I remember vividly, Chip used to open up the Northeast gym for me and shoot when I was like in 7th and 8th grade, and he was driving me home, and he was like, listen, I know you're going to Southeast, but I got to just say, if you want to go, you know what I mean? Like, hit me with the, like, just, I got to at least say it, even though I know, but it wasn't even, that was my uncle.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? I mean, this sounds weird, but like my bond with Southeast... That school and all of the people and my teammates and my friends was greater than going to play for my uncle, and I think the world of my uncle.
Yeah, you're part of probably that, because that was 2000, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably what I would consider like the last stretch of being committed to schools. Like, I'm going back to like some of these old South teams with like Rankin and Turnbow and Rodney Davis and Badgett, like those were South guys. And they played youth basketball. And David Knight, who's my barber now, was like, there's too many of you guys going to South. But he didn't want to go to a contender. He went to Bryan. The Burt guys, the Cobbs, the Eckleys, the Coughlins, those guys were Burt guys. There were Central guys. Like, there were schools. When I said I was going to Northwest, it was like, you're an idiot. You're one of five kids from your house that didn't go to Central.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to be a football player.
Right.
But I thought it was going to be, but you know, there's a lot into that.
Sure, sure, sure.
But it was Like, you were pretty, that's where you went to school.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, listen, it's almost become, I'm not going to say it's like the transfer portal, but there are two teams whose seasons, I don't want to say changed dramatically, because Burke and Bell West were already going to be good. But you get a couple of good quarterbacks that transfer,
change,
and you're right back in the hunt to be, see, and not I, just win, not just be competitive, but to win state.
Right. And it just,
because they're good enough everywhere else around. I mean, gosh, you get, like, how much help do the Sullivans and the Watts and the Duckers
really need?
And the Jalen Russells.
I'll never forget.
And those guys, people are so, and it doesn't bother me because we've benefited. I mean, listen, Peyton Nelson didn't start it. Like, we had a lot of guys that helped us that didn't start at North.
I'm not saying all of them don't make sense or they're okay. You know, not all of them are bad.
And,
but
until they start back kicking you in the teeth. I mean, yeah, we're looking at Westside, and we're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah. Well, I remember because I was living
in Lincoln. I don't want to play those guys.
I was living in Lincoln in the height of Southeast, and there was that discussion. Southeast is too good.
Yeah, I mean,
they're winning everything.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in Millard's and that administration, because now it's very popular to be mad at Millard South. Millard West looks down.
It's just so weird.
And Millard North is like, hey, Millard South is playing. And I don't even know the ins and outs. I just know that Millard South has become a destination school.
Okay.
And 10 years ago.
Oh, no. Yeah.
When we first started this show, I kid you not, Sharpie was like, man, I really like Andy Means. Like, I can't believe what's going on at Millard South in terms of football. He's a super guy.
Right.
Listen, 6 years later, they're going to be a state title.
They got it rolling. I mean,
baseball program's phenomenal. Hoops. I mean, everybody loves Lucian.
Right.
We got kids leaving North to go to Millard. Like, it changed like bam.
Even for me, I'll never forget the first time I went to Doetzler's house, and I was like,
on 32nd.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I went. You went to Bell West.
Yeah.
And listen, I was so confused, you know. But like, you know,
that's
like,
super hood,
right? I mean,
yeah, he's off of work.
Oh yeah, man. Like, that's one thing you got to give respect about Doetzler and that family. Like, when they talk, they're in it, bro. Yeah. They are in it.
Yeah.
And but even that was just like, wait a minute. What? Then all of a sudden you start questioning, like, he went to Bell West, right? Why am I thinking he went to Bellevue West? But it just, things have evolved and things have changed. You know how it is. It's like, there's when one person does it, it gets easier for the next person, then the next person, then the next person, then the next person.
Completely agree.
And
your brother is finding out about it in Lincoln.
Man, is he? Is he? It's tough, man. Yeah. You find yourself doing things. I've got to call this parent, or I got to. You know, you find yourself doing things that, you know, you never said you would, but at the same time, that's kind of.
I said I wasn't going to play the game, and now Caleb is dab smack in the middle of it.
It's almost unavoidable. It's at least it appears
shame
from
on,
the outside.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
Let Damon rub your shoulders.
Drake.
Hey, doesn't Adam Silver. Hey, doesn't Adam Silver have to do
little
something?
Forever. Man, it's a little like, I don't want to let, because I like Drake's music and I like Drake, but like, what? I've never seen anyone be able to act like that.
No. You know? I mean, dude is
not
in the coaches.
He has a 20, like, he has an entire area. You know what I mean? Like, an entire area to walk and move and, like...
That's the Drake zone and rub shoulders.
And high five. Like, Van Fleet checked out, and him and Van Fleet were like, I'm like, what? What is happening? What is this, Drake?
Sounds like a Drake opening for game time.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Welcome to the show. Here's Nick Baugh.
And with that, we officially say hello and happy Thursday. I'm kind of like jealous. You see people with their last day of school pictures and all that stuff. I want to go back to school just so I can experience the last day of school one more time. One of the greatest natural feelings in the world is the last day of school.
I will agree 100%.
I'll never forget a couple years ago, our old GM asked me to do a favor, and I went and like spoke at like a fourth grade, like last day of school little assembly.
Were they paying attention though?
Not really. You know what it's like? I mean, fourth graders are not ready to have like a really thoughtful, you know, like if you think you can't, you know, they're not ready for that, you know?
Not at all. No.
But I remember being so confused and so flustered. All these kids were like sad and devastated that it was the last day of school. And I was like, what are you guys crying about? You guys get to not go to school anymore. This is great. This is outstanding. But I'm jealous. I would say I'm jealous of everybody experiencing their last day of schools right now.
Yeah, I think the only last day of school that I was kind of nervous about was my eighth grade last day of school.
Because then high school was coming?
Then high school was coming. I was like, it's a whole different school.
I was excited to leave, but like I was probably nervous about, probably the most nervous I've ever been to go to a school was the first time I went to I think I was more nervous to go to junior high than I was to high school. Junior high is a tough time,
that's,
man.
That's tough.
I want to tell if we got any 12, 13, 14-year-olds listening right now, hey, hang in there, man. Like, I know it's tough. Woo. Listen to me, 13-year-old. I know it's hard. I really do. But trust me, like, you're going to get through it. You'll be fine. Everybody has those moments where they get, you know, you get made fun of or you're flustered, you're embarrassed. Like, it just, listen to me, 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds. If there's one thing I promise you, is it you will be fine.
Yes.
It'll be fine.
You'll get through it.
You'll get through it. Literally, you may not think that everybody feel like, is everybody flustered? Is everybody nervous? Is everybody? Everybody is.
Everybody.
Literally everybody is.
Yep.
Okay? Just get through it.
And you know what? Now that you bring that point up, I think changing for gym class was like my biggest fear.
Oh, yeah. Right. The problem was with gym class, I was still in that mode of like, if we were going to play like kickball, I was going hard. So, but then all of a sudden you're like drenched in sweat. And then finally you kind of like care about like girls and like what you may look like or you want to, you know what I mean?
And how you smell.
How you smell and all that. That's a tough thing.
Yeah.
I had this bizarre fear, and I still have a fear of it, of dropping my tray in the lunchroom. Remember, you know, you get your lunch and you walk into your seat. I don't know what it is. I am like, when I have a drink on my tray, I become like, I might as well be like 15 Coors Lights deep. I can't walk. Like, that's why I'm always amazed. You ever see at like a bar or restaurant, these people that can like one hand these trays of stuff.
With like eight plates of food
on it.
With
eight plates and all, like a tray full of drink. And I'm like, wow. Wow, am I impressed with what you're doing right now. I am wildly impressed with your ability to carry a tray. But you know, right now, you all know the sequence of sounds at a cafeteria in like middle school. The sound of a tray dropping,
man,
and everybody being like, ooh, and then like sarcastically clapping or making fun of them. Right? Like, we all...
There's like that split second where it's silent.
It's silent. And then you got the one... Then you just... Like, some 13-year-old standing there, and the tray's on the ground, and crap's everywhere. It's horrible.
It's bad.
Like, that was my... If you would have asked 13-year-old Nick Baugh, what's your biggest fear? I'd be like, psh, man. Probably number one, you know, rattlesnakes. Two, I'm gonna go dropping my tray at lunch in the cafeteria. Like, I was terrified of dropping my tray.
Man.
And I had a rough one my very first semester of junior high. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of my good friends were at my middle school, but somehow the lunch period that I had, I didn't know anyone there.
It's like, oh, well, yeah, that's
so the worst. I, you know what I mean? Like, yep. I get my little chicken patty or whatever I had, you know what I'm saying? My fiestada. And I turn and I'm like, you know, ooh, I'm looking around. and I ended up kind of going to like a table solo.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then you're like, wow, am I, what is, okay.
And I have to do this all year.
What is going to happen here? Not good. You know what's funny? It's like, literally, I remember when I was in one of the very first gym classes I had. Now, this had to have been further in because people finally got to know me. I got like I would have like all the skateboard kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, this was like out of a movie. All the skateboard kids like threw up some balls at me and yelled, jock.
Ooh.
And I was like, you know, at the time I was like, devastated.
Right.
But like, that's like out of a movie, right? Like,
straight up
the
out of
skateboard
a movie.
Kids who are just nothing but trouble, those darn skateboard kids, literally threw balls at me. Jock!
Jock!
I'm like, what happened? What? I may happen to like sports.
But I can skate a little bit.
But no, heck no, I'm not going to skateboard. You kidding me? Fall on my John David booty and have a problem, you know? I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. But yeah, so, hey, I really hope. Any 12, 13, 14-year-old, maybe you're done with sixth grade, you're getting ready to go to junior high. Hey, man, it's all good. Trust me. I know you're flustered, you're nervous, you're like, oh my God, everybody's flustered and nervous. Every human, you know, think of the quote, Brad Pitt was flustered and nervous when he was 13.
Yep.
Justin Timberlake was flustered and nervous when he was 13. Yep. Drake, Jay-Z, everybody, every single person, Adam Levine, LeBron James, Kobe, we all were flustered. We all were flustered, okay? All of us. We all had lacked confidence. We all just were like, man, what the heck? I got a zit. Man, what the heck? I got peach fuzz for a mustache. Man, what the heck is that? Okay? Man, okay, time out. All right, let me grant. Hey, Dale is online. What's up, Dale? How you doing?
Yeah. Okay, so were you an Irving Aardvark?
Irving.
Town Squire.
Correct. I was an Irving Aardvark, baby.
Oh, okay, so my son goes to Irving, and I was just wondering if you would be nice enough to come along with me today, pick him up the last day of school, and give him a little pep talk.
I want to give, so this is his last day of school at, how old is he? He's a 7th grader, 8th grader, what is he?
He's an 8th grader. He's moving on to Southeast.
Okay,
so.
Shouts out to the Southeast Knights. Yes. Is he nervous about going to Southeast?
Oh, yeah, because kind of like you said, he's kind of a late bloomer, we'll say.
Yeah.
So,
man.
He goes out on the court and he sees all the skate kids and all the dudes that are already like 6 foot dunking, and he's not quite on that level. So
Dale.
He needs a little Nick Boss.
You know what? I need to get to like Woodsdale Boulevard right there. I need to get right there and have my car parked and come holler at your son and tell him it's going to be all right. Because, you know, it's going to be. And it just, what's that like? Knowing that you got to, like, everybody's got to go through it. So you got to let your kid go through it, Dale, right? You know what I mean? Like, you got to let him cope, right? But
he's got to take his lumps and
yes!
get to middle school because it's the worst. But
Everybody's been there. That's what's hard. It's like you can't protect the world from your kid, but at the same time, you want to be able to, like, help him through that. It's just, that's got to be a hard, Dale, I'm, you know, I got a 3-year-old daughter, so I'm a long ways away. You know, we're just trying to pee-pee in the potty, right? You know, so,
yep,
you know,
exactly.
I'm just trying to pee-pee in the potty at this point in my career, but I'm not to where you're at, but, you know.
I'm sure Irving's changed a little bit.
Probably.
Well.
But so, yeah, man, it's
not
just,
for the better, but.
Hey, tell your son, I said it's going to, if there's anything I can guarantee you, it'll be okay. All right.
Okay, I'll pass that on. He'll appreciate your words.
All right, Dale, have a good one, my man.
Okay, later, man.
You got it. Man. Remember the first time, 7th grade, my brother had to have a talk with me about deodorant. He was like, hey, man, come here. I was like, what's up? He's like, you stink. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean I stink? I stink at Sonic the Hedgehog, or what do you mean I stink at what? No, you smell. I'm like, what do you suggest?
What do I do?
It's called antiperspirant. I'm like, really? All right.
I'm glad you had a brother to do that. My mom did that.
Yeah, see, my brother was like, come here. Yeah. And guess how many, the first couple times I did deodorant, mm-hmm. 75 strokes. You know, we talked about, swear to God, I'd count to 75. I was like, I'd like spin in a circle and like dust would go everywhere. White dust would go everywhere, boy. Yeah, it was not good. Hey, just all you 13-year-olds, just hang in there, man. And listen, if you're a thief, and here's another thing. I'll say this before I go to break. All you 13-year-olds that are mean, just stop it, dude.
Oh,
like, stop being mean. It doesn't make you cool. Man. Just stop it, dude. I'm not so sure the most disappointing thing I could ever have be brought upon me about my daughter is if she was like a bully or mean. Ooh. I think that'd be the most disappointing thing I've ever heard in my life.
Agreed.
Don't be mean. What happened to this segment? Oh, last day of school. That's what happened there. All right, we got a bunch of good stuff today. I got a few things. I got a couple of things that I feel really good about. I'm not gonna lie to you. Coogler, Woodhead, Munson, all on deck. Game time.